This is By Grace, and by grace, I am speaking to you today. I don't know if I'm the only one, but it is so frustrating when we pretend that we are okay all of the time, that we only want to share our highlight reels. We only want to show our successes. We only want to show the things that we are doing right, the things that we are doing with excellence and perfection. And those things are good. Don't get me wrong, those things can be fantastic. They can grow and inspire people to grow in certain areas. But failure and perseverance through struggles and change, which can be the hardest thing for a lot of people, that is where true inspiration comes from. That is where we inspire people to continue to move ahead, look ahead, even though they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel at the moment, at this time. Knowing that if they dig at the dirt and the grime and the filth and the whatever it is that they're going through at that moment that is hard and that there needs to be a breakthrough, if we would just stop pretending like those people are alone in their struggles, if we would stop pretending that they're the only ones. And I know that there are the few who generally are pretty open about their struggles and vulnerable and honest, sometimes to a fault, in the things that they are going through and struggling with. And so in that case, some people would know that in some way, small way, that they are not alone. But for the majority of the time, for at least 90% of the time or more, people only want to show you what they want you to see. They only want to show you they are excelling. They only want to show you the marriage proposal. They only want to show you how beautiful their wedding was. But rarely do we find people who want to show all of the ups and downs of wedding planning. Rarely do we see the people who, while taking the perfect family picture, almost got a divorce and almost sent their children out to be adopted by somebody else by the end of it. Rarely do we see people who don't know what it took for them to get to where they are to say, I do, because moments before it was going to be I don't. We need to start being honest and real with ourselves. We need to stop comparing ourselves with perfection. There is a breakup. There is a disconnect. There is a surreal reality of where we're supposed to be, what our lives are supposed to look like, what we're supposed to look like. There is this idea that we need to be only at our top game at all times. We need to be at the ultimate versions of ourselves every day. And that's just unrealistic. We need to learn to be kind to ourselves. We need to be able to accept our failures. We need to be able to accept that life is always changing. Things are always changing. And even though we learn to understand our children at one stage, they won't always be that age forever. And then soon we will need to learn another stage. So as it is with life, that even though we have things all figured out in one stage of our life, it does not necessarily mean that the next morning or a couple of weeks down the road, a couple months down the road, a year, doesn't mean that we are going to have it all figured out. And I'm guilty of this because I'm a perfectionist. Guilty. But pretending like we have it all together all of the time. And it's okay not to have it all figured out. It's okay not to know all of the answers. So I just want to encourage anyone today who's feeling like they are lagging behind, feeling like they are missing the mark, feeling like they just aren't measuring up to society's timelines, like they aren't good enough for family and friends because they feel like they are ashamed because of the setbacks that have erupted into their lives. You're not alone. And failure can be our greatest strength. Only from failure do we learn. Be encouraged. Keep going. This is not the end. It is just the beginning.